This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're in G-Oak. Coming to you live from the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Been a long week. I'm getting phlegm as we continue on. It's all the rain, man. The free Odyssey app.
It's a beautiful day, man. Come on.
It's going to be beautiful today, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do today with this beautiful day, but it is going to be a beautiful day.
Just get outside.
I got people in the house today coming in, doing some stuff, so I'm going to get out of the house.
Yeah, get out of the house.
Got to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Maybe go to the range, do something like that.
Yeah, that'd be a nice thing for you to do.
Hit some balls.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for your golf tournament.
You're the man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You the man.
Yeah. All right, the Jets better win this game against the Dolphins.
It's a momentum-building game.
Momentum-building spot, man.
Yes, it is.
And I know that they're an underdog, and I know the Dolphins have played well, but they got all this controversy around them, and Tua, and Mike McDaniel's getting all these questions, and Teddy Bridgewater's going to play, and the Jets are just quietly sitting there with all the attention on the Dolphins, with Zach Wilson and this team that had a big win last week on the road. Now they're back home. And much like Rutgers, as we were talking about, who just doesn't win conference games at home, the Jets don't seem to win games at home. Yeah,
they got
to
win this game at home now.
This game at home, for Christ's sake.
And hopefully they build a little bit off of the fourth quarter of Zach Wilson last week. And, you know, one of the things that really helped them last week was getting turnovers. So the defense has got to play against Teddy Bridgewater now. You've got a backup quarterback coming in here. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that he's not worthy of being a good player or putting up good numbers. He is, and certainly Tyreek Hill changes the whole dynamic.
Yep.
But, you know, I mean, Teddy could be a little bit inaccurate. And, you know, a couple tip balls, things of that nature. You put your offense. I saw an offense in the fourth quarter last week look like it knew what it was doing, how it wanted to do it, and was getting and Zach was making quick decisions and getting rid of the ball. Miami likes to blitz. Miami wants pressure on the opposing quarterback. If Zach could just sit in there and trust his receivers to win their one-on-one matchups, and I don't know if Xavier Howard's playing or not, but if he could just trust what he is seeing and build on what he did last weekend, I don't know why the Jets can't win this game.
Yeah, still day-to-day with Xavier Howard. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they blitz. They put their guys on the island. They're guys on the island, and I just think that, you know, this is where the Jets wide receivers have got to go out and win the game. And by the way, the way this whole thing has played out over the first 4 weeks, I think Garrett Wilson has basically been everything that we thought he was going to be when he was drafted. We're starting to see Elijah Moore and Corey Davis, although Elijah Moore should probably be getting more looks. You know, they're not throwing the ball. Well, they were with Joe Flacco, but I'd like to see Elijah Moore get more involved. I love the tandem of Carter and Hall.
Brees Hall, yeah.
And you know, they still have offensive line questions, and we'll see what this is going to look like when they go into the game against Miami. But I'm just telling you that this is a momentum-building spot for the Jets now.
And I really thought that they were going to have big problems at Pittsburgh with that offensive line, and they did suffer another injury, of course. But when Vera Tucker went over to left tackle, things really did calm down.
He did a pretty good job, man. And, you know, and the thing also is that it looked like Pittsburgh got tired in the second half.
Yeah.
Especially the fourth quarter. All the dropbacks, all the things, all of a sudden the pass rush isn't really as aggressive as it was in the beginning. And certainly they're missing T.J. Watt.
I mean, it's
huge that they're missing him. So they caught So they caught Pittsburgh at the right time.
I think they're catching the Dolphins at the right
Dolphins
time.
At the right time. Yeah. Yes, I agree 100%.
Now, I know that they're in a long week, the Dolphins. But.
Right. I thought that they caught the Bengals at the wrong time.
Sure. Yep. 0-2, had to win a game.
So now they're catching these two teams back-to-back at the right time. And why can't they go out and win? Especially, I mean, Zach just needs to make sure he's focused in on the game plan, knows what's going on, can read the, you know, the blitz when it's coming. Mike LaFleur and Rob Calabrese have got to make sure that he is totally locked in on all of this. And remind him, you know, before you call a play, this is why we're calling a play.
Yeah, and Zach Wilson came out to practice a little bit later yesterday. He was asked about what was going on, and apparently he was in the training room dealing with an ankle, as Rob Saleh said, but it's a minor thing, and everybody's got bumps and bruises, and it's the game of football and all that stuff. So that's not what you want to hear, necessarily, but he's going to start. He's going to be okay, but he also needs to prove he can stay healthy in this league because he's not the most durable-looking guy. He's filled out a little bit, but he's another one of these guys that's got to be out there and be available for the rest of the season.
I'd say, watching him on the practice field, it's obvious that his lower half is exactly the type of look you want to have for a guy of his size. He's got a lower, strong base, and it looks like exactly what scouts and coaches and general managers are looking for. From that standpoint, I thought he was a little thinner last year. This year, it looks a lot bigger, you know, in like the leg area and stuff like that.
So, big and thick.
Yeah, you got to be big and thick down there. That's all right. There is to it.
Thick some bitch
is right. And I don't know, man. His fourth quarter was really good, man.
Yeah.
It's a small sample size, but it's exactly what the Jets and Joe Douglas and Rob Saleh needed.
Oh, we talked about it the whole week going in. More than anything, more than even the win, which was great to get, he needed to look like he belonged.
And he did.
He did. And he didn't do a lot of that last year.
The first three quarters, he was a little wacky all over the place, kind of doing some goofy things, taking some hits, spinning around and throwing the ball out of bounds and getting knocked down. I mean, like that's just the nervousness of a kid getting back under center. But then once he finally got into it, in that fourth quarter, you know, he was great, man. And the fact that, you know, Breece Hall said he got into the office, so let's go get an effing touchdown. I love that.
Yeah, and we heard some stories about him in camp, too, where he was getting into the teammates' faces and showing that he was a leader and a guy who you could count on to be that type of red-ass quarterback, as you like to call it.
I do, but I want you to be a solid guy. I don't want you to be a Baker Mayfield all over the place with your hair on fire.
Sure. Yeah.
You got to be a solid guy. You got to work hard. You got to go out there and you got to be the first guy on the field. You got to be working with your teammates.
Your mom digs it.
You got to be setting the example. That's, you know, people talk about leadership and all that other stuff. I mean, if you don't set the example quietly, where other players know that you know what you're doing, then they're not going to respect you.
Yeah,
they will respect you if you go out, you go do your job. You don't have to be a rah-rah guy. You just got to run practice, got to run the meetings. You got to be the guy that did what he did last week in the fourth quarter. That in itself alone tells the other guys now we finally got a guy that we can win with.
And as far as the Giants going out to London, as far as they go, I mean, this feels like running into a buzzsaw situation. You know, you got injuries at the quarterback. Kenny Galladay's not making the trip. Who knows what Kadarius Toney's going to be doing, if he's out on the practice field or not. I mean, the Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers going overseas, it feels like they're just going to get crushed. Now, if Brian Daboll is everything we think he is, as far as a guy who's changing the culture and all these great things we've said, then he'll keep this game close just based on what he's doing. But this feels like a blowout spot. That's what it feels like.
New England was able to keep it close.
Yeah,
and had a chance to win in overtime.
That's Bill Belichick right there, and he had a third-string quarterback. You know?
Yeah.
Think about it. So I just, this starts where the Giants are coming back down to earth these next couple of weeks, especially this game. Hey, they got a break that they didn't play it in Lambeau, I think. I mean, I'd rather play the Packers in London than have to go up to Green Bay and play them. But they're still going to get killed.
You'd rather travel 6.5 hours to get your ass kicked as opposed to two?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Okay.
I think you got a better chance in a neutral field.
Their passing game is brutal.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's going to be even worse this week.
Oh.
I know. I love how you now have turned into the Giants hater. It was me. I've now passed the torch to you.
I was looking forward to
it. You were fighting on me
for a little bit
while.
More of a wide open passing game, but you know, if receivers can't stay healthy and they can't stay on the field, you don't really have a chance.
Yeah. 2-11 the rest of the way, right?
As we sit here right now?
Yep.
It's easy to see that.
Yeah. I mean,
like 4 weeks from now, if they play like a team that's missing their quarterback and three wide receivers, then all that's out the window.
I mean, they are 3-1.
But say they play the Ravens in week 6 when they come back from London, and all of a sudden Lamar Jackson's not on the field.
Well, you got them losing every single game until the bye week 9. That's what you
every
have.
Single one of these teams, with the exception of the Seahawks, but they're at the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
And Geno Smith is completing 77% of his passes. Now, that'd be like Brandon Drury hitting a home run in the ninth inning against us.
Who would you take for the rest of the year at quarterback, Geno Smith or Daniel Jones?
I mean, with the way Geno's playing now, I don't see any let up. He seems like he's unencumbered and he's playing great. He's going to complete 77% of his passes.
So Geno Smith's the answer? You should ask that to the NFL Today guys around the round table. Do that one.
I will.
Throw that out there. And then Bill Cowher won't give you an answer.
Right, the one guy's on one team, the other guy's on another team. Can't really do that. One guy's down there, the other guy's down there. I don't understand. Can't take a guy off the team. It's a stupid question. I'm not going to answer it. Stupid. And Daniel Jones is a Giants quarterback. Geno Smith is a Seattle quarterback. I don't know why you're trying to switch him and screw the whole thing up. Stupid. It's not even on the rundown. Drew Kulisky didn't even put this on the rundown. I'm not prepared for this.
Bob's in New Jersey. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Gio, I know you probably don't. I don't know if you hate the Giants, but you killed Daniel Jones every chance you get.
That's yes, I don't think he's good, and he's not going to be the quarterback next year. Yes.
All right. The quarterback you guys got in Minnesota is maybe a hair better. I mean, he's getting $90 million. He hasn't.
Yeah, right. I say that all the time.
Hey, Bob, he kills him too.
I hate Kirk Cousins. I can't stand the guy. I talk about it all the time.
He's being fair. He's being unbiased.
All right, so let me say, the Jet quarterback now, you think he's going to have a better career, or he's better than Daniel Jones? I don't think he's played a full 12 games or a full season.
He hasn't, but he's got more potential. Daniel Jones I've seen for 3 years. And he has more potential than Daniel Jones. I haven't seen enough of Zach Wilson yet. He may turn out to be a total bust. But
let me ask you a question. Yeah. I know he has a lot of turnovers, but he throws a nice ball when he has time. He doesn't have a line. Giants offensive line is not good.
Right, but this has been the same excuse now for how many years?
That's not an excuse. He's got four coaches for 4 years. Come on.
I mean, you really think he's going to be the answer? So you would sign Daniel Jones next year?
I don't, but you kill him all the time. I don't know.
I know that. Would you sign him next year?
I'll have to wait till the end of the year.
Okay.
You have to give him $35 million.
Yeah, and listen, I don't like Kirk Cousins. I kill him all the time. Bob's obviously not listening. However, to put Daniel Jones in the same sentence as Kirk Cousins is hilarious to me. I mean, Kirk Cousins like had close to MVP-type numbers last year.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel Jones was barely on the field, and when he was, he stunk. So, is a hair better than Daniel Jones? I'm actually sitting here defending Kirk Cousins, who I can't stand, who's never going to win a championship and get his ass kicked on the road in the playoffs somewhere. But please, give me a break.
There you are.
I mean, yep, there's the two of us.
To have you on CBS Sports Network in your little heart.
I mean, Kirk Cousins is like Peyton Manning to Davis Webb. You know, you're talking about Kirk Cousins and Daniel Jones.
It's not even close.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't like Kirk Cousins, obviously. The reason why is what Bob said. He's getting paid too much. He's not quite that elite quarterback, and
Would you rather have Kirk Cousins or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. Jimmy wins a lot of games. Jimmy beat the Vikings in the playoffs a couple years ago. He went to a Super Bowl. He wins big games. Gets hurt a lot. I'd rather have Jimmy Garoppolo.
Really?
Yeah, I would. He's more of a winner. He's more of a winner.
If he's out there.
Yeah.
Remember I told you, the most important part of ability is what?
Availability.
Yes.
Availability. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just that. See, that Cole right there is why I kill the Giants as much as I do. It's just they don't understand. The Daniel Jones defenders don't understand. And as I screamed before the season started, the general manager knows it's over. How come you don't? He knows Daniel Jones is not going to be his quarterback next year. So does Brian Daboll.
Because they can't pay him.
Well, not only that, I mean, they're not. No, because they're going to move on from him. Yeah, because he's not good enough.
Yeah, because they don't want to pay him.
Yeah, because why would you?
Right.
I mean, that's the point. They're not going to pay him because why would you? I mean, the fifth-year option wasn't picked up for a reason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
CBS Sports Network. Before we get to Jerry, I've been waiting to give this to you. I got a letter and a package in the mail from a man named Mark Schmidhauser.
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 Okay, good.
And he said his 10-year-old daughter, Maya, had very bad allergies and would constantly get yelled at for leaving dirty tissues all over the place. So she invented a tissue dispenser that has the tissues in it. And also,
man, Connor could have used this.
A little garbage can on the other side.
All right, yeah.
And what they did was they personalized a Boomer tissue box.
How great is that?
Look at that. Nice.
Look at for that. You.
That's tremendous.
That's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Like, those should be in Walgreens.
Seriously.
I am being said. Target Walgreens?
So, yes. They're called Tish Used. T-I-S-S-U-S-E-D. Yeah, so you blow your nose. And then you throw it right in the thing.
That's
close
tremendous.
It up. Close it right up.
There's a lot of boogers in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it.
Al's got one, too. They didn't send a Jerry one. I'm sorry, Jerry.
That's okay. I think it's a great idea, though. I think we should invest.
Invest in tissued?
Yes.
All right. You know what? Here, I'll give
sharks.
You. Okay. Yeah, sharks. What do you think? I'll give you Mark Schmidhauser's information. You guys can team
me.
Up.
I ain't got no money. You two.
Come on. This is right up your alley. Something like this. You know, you
I think
got
it's
like
great.
Side business no, ideas not. And stuff.
You are an entrepreneur, Jerry.
I do have ideas. That is true. I do not act on most of them, but I do have ideas.
You and Al could do the coffee shop and have these sitting on every table.
I think it's true. I think it's
Al
terrific.
I have a picture of you and Al.
Sharks.
Al and Jerry's.
Yeah.
In Bradley Beach.
Yeah, I like that.
And until that, we should get these to Eric LeGrand's coffee shop.
Yes.
Yeah. Put them in there. I think this is a great idea.
Jerry's going to be a competitor of mine one day.
You're in Bradley Beach. Maybe you guys get together. You never know.
What's the name of his coffee shop? Is it just...
I don't know. I actually don't know the name of it.
I think it's
in Woodbridge, though.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Because I hear it's great.
Is it Believe Coffee? Is that what it's called?
LeGrand Coffee House.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Simple as that. LeGrand Coffee House. So check it out. All right, Jerry is here with an update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com. Also brought to you by Dr. Jay Shaw at Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. Mets-Yankees wrapped things up yesterday, and it's on to the postseason. For the Mets, they're going to get the Padres in Game 1. This was Buck Showalter announcing his starter for it.
Max is pitching on Friday. Thank you.
Why not?
Oh, see, that wasn't part of the equation. Why not?
Is that him rubbing his hands together?
Maybe. I didn't see it. I don't know.
He needs some lotion.
Either that or he was crumbling up paper.
Like, I'm not making that.
Yeah, we are.
No, I might have sweaty palms or something. Because I'll
tell you what, doing this gives you sweaty palms.
Yeah.
It's like making fire.
Man. Here, play it again. Listen closely here.
Max is pitching on Friday.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Sounds like he's using like a shaker. Something.
Yeah, a maraca. I can see myself like, Max is going on Friday. I can't do it as well as you.
Yeah.
You need some lotion, too.
I have bigger hands.
Oh, Jerry's really dry.
No, not at all, actually. Kind of moist.
Moist.
Kind of gross.
Moist palms.
We're doing this. I just became it.
Yeah.
You just became moist.
I did. You moved me, Boomer. All right, here was Buck. This is Jeff McNeil. Do him on Yu Darvish, who's going to get the start for San Diego. Not going to make it easy on him.
Yu Darvish is a great pitcher, and you know, I'm sure a lot of the guys remember, you know, how he's pitched against us, you know, in the past. You know, he's pitched well, but
I remember.
You know, those are learning experiences for the playoffs. I'm sure guys are going to, you know, remember those at bats and see the best way to approach them.
And so, don't know who's going to start game two for the Mets. We assume Musgrove for the Padres, but we do know Darvish and Scherzer at Citi Field. By the way, Jeff McNeil did win the batting title, 326 on the season. It was a Freddie Freeman. Did make a run. He went 3-for-4.
Yeah, he tried.
Got to 325.
He was out there. He made a shot.
Yep.
Yay.
So good for him.
You know, I was hoping that Blake Snell would pitch against the Mets in this series so he could bring back the Boomer COVID Blake Snell drops.
He might get into a game.
I ain't risking my life, bro, for this Rona, bro.
Jeez.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's getting taxed. So, all that money's gone. I don't want to get no Rona. No, I'm not splitting no revenue. I want all mine. Bro, y'all going to be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life.
That's the one right there.
Well, it's got to be. If there's a game three, it's got to be him or Manaea, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
So you might get to see him. We might get to play these on Monday.
Bro.
Who knows?
Bro. I ain't risking my life, bro.
I'm grown up, but I want my money.
Yeah.
I ain't risking my life, but I want my money.
I think my favorite is, I ain't splitting no revenue, bro.
Those were his words, not mine.
Correct. You were reenacting what he said.
Yes, I was.
Rangers beat the Yankees 4-2 in their finale, and so now Aaron Judge, who didn't play yesterday, he is looking forward to the postseason.
It's an exciting time of the year, and this is what we're looking forward to. Like I said, in Toronto, we were able to get that first step out of the way, clinching the division, and now it's time to, you know, guys to rest up. Hopefully we can get some guys back from the IL, and you know, this is the fun part of the year.
Yep. He has 62 home runs, 131 RBIs, finished with a batting average of .311, so he did not win the Triple Crown. Luis Arraez of Minnesota finished .316. Here's Anthony Rizzo, the mindset into the...
Take time to enjoy it, to take seconds and enjoy where you're at. You just don't know when these opportunities come again, and this game's not easy. So I think the more fun we can have, the better off we'll be. And
sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know. I was really like, Rizzo. You'd be perfect for the Calm app.
Oh yeah,
you know the Calm app where
not LeBron's
just,
app
just kind of calms you down.
I have seen that. Yeah,
you can put Anthony Rizzo in there. We're gonna have fun.
Yeah, more fun we have, the better we'll be.
Yeah,
be fun. Speaking of LeBron, apparently he wants to put a team in Vegas now.
Yeah, that's been out there. I know he talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, he wants, if there's a team in Vegas, he wants to own it. Tell the commissioner I want to own that team. I mean, he just does whatever he wants.
When he's done playing with the Knicks in his 40s, he can go buy Vegas. Tampa and Cleveland will play in the ALDS. The Yankees will get the winner of that series. You guys do sports talk, and I know yesterday you went at it a little bit pretty good, especially in that first segment where you were, you know, all let's say, head for playoffs, here we go, and batting title, good job, and you were like, up your ass with the batting
up
title.
Up your ass is what I said,
they blew it, and a big disappointment.
Yeah, blow it at your ass, big guy.
I'm very impressed, though, how you guys, you didn't forget the English language in the heat of the moment, like they did on First Take when Chris Russo and Stephen A. Smith were battling about Aaron Judge and Roger Maris.
Oh my God.
What?
I told you last time, all it is sounds. That's all it is sounds.
Bow, Spock, Luke, boom, Salamanara, 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 what?
I mean, you know what? I feel bad for Molly Quirum. That's her name?
She,
I feel so bad
for
her.
You hear her. If you listen, you hear her like, oh boy.
No.
Okay. I'm watching two aliens. Wow.
Oh my God. Jesus God.
I mean, Stephen A. saying no, no, no. To what? What is he even responding to?
I don't know.
He's just like, No. No way. No.
What are they talking?
Pretty funny.
You know what that sounds like? Can you find, Al, Andy Kaufman playing the bongos on Johnny Carson? Now, this might sound crazy, but if you get that and you hear this, it sounds exactly like what Dog sounds like on First Take. Exactly. Now, it might take him a little bit, but
all right,
when we go back to it.
While he does that, I'll give you a cool moment from yesterday.
Okay.
So the A's are playing somebody. I don't know who. Doesn't matter. Steven Vogt, it's his final game. He's retiring, 37-year-old. So what they did was they had his kids introduce him in his first at-bat, which was kind of cool.
Oh, Daddy!
So that's a memorable first at bat in your final game. Here's his final at bat in his final game.
Oh, drives one. Right field. Did he do it? He did. Are you kidding me? Let's go!
So that was NBC Sports California. Yeah. He homers in his final at bat, gets a standing ovation, comes out, curtain call and everything. Kind of cool. Actually.
Yeah, this one. And he's a fan favorite. Yes. He's a cult hero there in Oakland, and he's the team leader and everything else. And the fans had the chant for him, "I believe in Steven Vogt." So I went back and read about his career there in Oakland and how special this was. So very cool for a great guy. All right, play the dog thing again with Stephen A. All right, this reminds me of Andy Kaufman playing the bongos many years ago on Johnny Carson.
Sure, can you play that? With that? I just did.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I think is there like one more where he starts singing or no?
All right, that's it. Okay. I couldn't find him on the Tonight Show.
All right.
This was at a nightclub, and this goes on for 8 minutes.
That's great. So people just sitting there laughing.
You did buy that, and Raj, you're playing that.
That's what that was. It wasn't Andy Kaufman this time.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
Perfectly. How'd you remember that?
Oh, I don't know. Andy Kaufman was brought up the other day on the show, and then I went back and watched some of the stuff. That's why it was fresh in my mind.
That is pretty funny. Anyhow, what else? We got week five in the NFL starting tonight between the Colts and the Broncos. How about this real quick? So Eagles in Arizona this week. This past weekend, they beat Jacksonville in what turned out to be an absolute monsoon. Now, they played well and they won. Now, this may be thinking forward to when the weather gets cold and the weather stinks. This is Devontae Smith, their young receiver. NFL Films had him mic'd up, I suppose.
Yep.
Fair to say he's not a fan of this weather. He was freezing as the mics caught him.
I'm cold as hell. My hands froze.
And then the game ends, and he couldn't wait to get out of there.
Take my ass inside. It's cold in the...
And there are other shots where he was miserable.
Well, I guess what? He's in the AFC South, right?
Yep.
So, Dome in Indianapolis, Dome in Houston. Pretty nice down in Jacksonville for the most part. And then, you know, maybe Tennessee get a little cold weather.
Sure. It does. It happens. I was down there in February. It gets cold. It definitely does in Nashville at times.
Now, also, you got the Giants taking on somebody. They're playing in Packers. London against the Packers. Thank you. Yeah. Here's Brian. So Brian Daboll was asked if Davis Webb is going to be active at this point, kind of seeing where they're at. This was Daboll.
I think it depends on, you know, where Tyrod is and if Tyrod can make it or not. But certainly a possibility.
But if Tyrod is unable to, he would be the first. He would be. A couple guys in yesterday that he would be. The first guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, it does. I mean, who knows? But Daniel Jones did practice yesterday. Said he felt good, so we shall see. You got the Jets and the Dolphins at one Sunday. Also at one, Steelers, big underdogs in Buffalo, as we know. Here's Kenny Pickett. He was asked about the relationship between himself and Mitchell Trubisky.
Mitch is one of the best teammates, you know, I've been able to come across. Extremely grateful to have him in this room. You know, I supported him a ton when he was in there, and, you know, he's done the same for me. That'll continue, and we're definitely great friends on the field, off the field. So definitely someone I'm going to lean on throughout this whole experience, and he's been nothing but great to me.
All right, let me just clear something up. We're talking about Devontae Smith. He's on
Devontae
the Eagles.
Devontae Smith. I thought you were talking about somebody on the Jaguars.
Yes. Yes. And all three of us are.
Oh, that's not going to be good.
That's right. Exactly. That was Pickett. What else? Well, I gave you Baker Mayfield last hour. Here's one more. Panthers play the Niners this week, and Mayfield has struggled. They have struggled. They have not played well. And here he was. He said he understands that the fans are upset, and he acknowledges that it's been sort of a mess to get going.
Nobody's happy where we're at, just plain and simple. But it's can either harp on it or look at the tape, fix it, and get better from it. So we just overall have to be better. You know, it's consistently after looking at the tape, we just have to do our job better at a higher level.
And Darnold's hurt, correct?
Yeah, yes. He is. Yeah, he's not ready to come off the IL or whatever is going on with him.
Well, that's going to be a tough game Sunday because the Niners' defense was amazing on Monday night, and that's who they're going to get this Sunday afternoon. Preseason basketball, you got the Nets and the Heat. You have the Warriors incident with Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, Green punching him. I did go back and listen to post-practice Steve Kerr. Wiggin, no one said anything about anything, which I wouldn't expect, obviously, but somehow this did get out. Someone told somebody, and you were discussing that it's about contracts and stuff of that nature. Bruins beat the Rangers in preseason hockey 5-4. You've got the Islanders and Devils coming up later tonight.
And Al found one more clip from First Take yesterday with Dog and Stephen A. Smith, so let's hear this.
It's not far off.
Oh, that's phenomenal. All right, very, very good, Jerry. We'll see you next hour. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tribute to Andy Kaufman here, Man on the Moon. Yeah. Unfortunate time to stuff my face with some old Trapper beef jerky as we're coming right back from break. So if there's anything on your mind, Boomer.
No, I was going to say that was not one of the benefits of working for CBS Sports. Yeah, running on Tops every Sunday morning. I get to steal the beef jerky for you.
Yeah, that's right. It's one of the best parts of the week, quite frankly.
Is it? at about 5:25 on a Monday morning, where you start tossing me bags and bags of Old Trapper beef jerky.
So I was trying to think, like, for the week, like, when does the week change for you?
In what way? Like,
so for me, when I get to Thursday, I start seeing a little bit of light of the end of the tunnel.
But you work all weekend, too.
I know that, but there's a period of time where I do actually have some free time.
Yeah, like Friday afternoon, Saturday.
That's it. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to go play some golf this afternoon, which is, you know, lucky I got the right day to go play.
Absolutely.
Right. But I'm just saying, for me, it is usually like when I leave here Wednesday.
Okay.
Literally hump day.
Yep.
I know I'm past most of my responsibilities.
Okay.
Until, you know, I get to Friday and then again on Sunday.
I think it's really Friday after the show. That's when it changes.
Yeah, but I do that other show.
That's right. You do kickoff.
Yeah, kickoff on the Odyssey app and right here on WFAN on Saturday mornings with Mike Valenti.
That's right. Saturday morning, 8:30. The guy that flies in.
Yes. But it is, I just feel like once I get past Wednesday, okay, mm-hmm. I get to see the end of the week.
Yeah. Is that what it was when you were, like, playing football? Where did you really start focusing on the next opponent? Was it Wednesday when you got rid of the game? You washed off all the crap from the week before?
No, you know what is interesting? The moment the game was over, I was already starting to think about who we were playing next and who their defensive coordinator and what their defense looked like. If their game was on after our game, or maybe they were playing on Monday night, I would watch it because I'd want to see what they were doing.
See, this is why you have the opinion you have with the Mets, because that was your mentality as a player.
Yes.
Boom, it's over, move on. Now, for me, it's a mentality of a fan, like, especially with a football loss, it ruins your whole week until you get to the next game.
I can tell you, as a player, the football loss ruins your whole week.
Yeah.
And that's why I always think that you got to look at the desperate teams. And I was thinking back a couple weeks, in week three, we knew the Bengals were coming into the Jets. And the Bengals had just lost 0-2, gone to 0-2, and Joe Burrow was talking about R-E-L-A-X, relax, all that other stuff. And you kind of knew that you were getting what you would consider in the NFL anyway, a desperate team that was coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, not everybody's built with the same mentality that you had. I'm sure there were other guys that were just dwellers about the loss, thinking about the loss. Couldn't get over it until they got back out on the field the next week.
Well, you know, it was interesting to me listening to Tyreek Hill on that Monday before they were getting ready to play the Bengals on that Thursday.
He didn't even know who they were playing.
Exactly. I don't know how that's even possible.
But then he knew right away that Eli Apple was there. So it must have been in his head somewhere that the Bengals game was coming up. Had to have been.
I don't get that kind of mindset. Like, I knew who we were playing. I knew, who their team was. I knew who their DC was, defense coordinator was.
He's just probably thinking, like, well, he knew that Eli Apple was the guy who was going to be going against, at least at times in that game. But, I mean, he probably doesn't matter to him all that much because he's the fastest guy in the field every single week. Be like, hey, bring it, whatever. I know my routes. I know my responsibilities. What do you got? I know I'm going to get open. It's a little bit different than the quarterback position, I would imagine.
It's going to be interesting now with Teddy Bridgewater to see how that whole thing goes.
Yeah, I mean, they're raving about him. I was listening to some stuff yesterday. You know, they're really relaxed. Teddy just provides this relaxation type of vibe down there. Makes it easy for them. The veteran presence, all this crap that they're selling. Hey, they'd rather have Tua in there. And you feel terrible for Tua because you're someone who had a tough beginning to his NFL career, who has been plagued with injuries throughout his college and pro career, gets off to this ridiculous start. Everybody's talking about their offense, talking about him, and then this happens. And who knows when we're going to see him again. It's just really unfortunate. Because people don't turn the corner like that in the NFL at that position after a couple of years.
That's true.
Generally, you are who you are. And he was starting to do that under Mike McDaniel with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle there.
You could say whatever you want about him. He is about as accurate as it gets. He threw a pass against the Bengals in that Thursday night game to Mike Gesicki over the linebacker and in front of the safety that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, those are the types of things that we can see that that he can play and he can handle it and he's got the accuracy. That's why I was so happy and
kind of excited for Zach Wilson after their game against Pittsburgh.
Oh, I'm sure it's a huge relief for him, too. And it looked like he had confidence right from the jump. But going out and winning a game in the fourth quarter on the road, so proving to yourself that you can do it?
Well, you also saw in the first period, you know, he goes out there, first quarter, he goes out there, and he breaks the pocket to the left and then takes some idiotic, you know, hit that he does not have to take as he's throwing the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
He's spinning around. Like, you know, I would just tell quarterbacks, do not spin around on the field. Like, there's about, maybe Kyler Murray can spin around. Maybe Lamar Jackson can spin around. Yeah. And that's it.
Sure.
No, nobody else should be spinning around.
It was refreshing to me, though, having watched Joe Flacco for the last couple of weeks, though, just stand there in the pocket and get waylaid every time he went back there. To at least have a guy who could move. Now, he's got to harness that. But I like seeing him move around.
He kind of harnessed it in the fourth quarter. That's the player that you want to see.
There was a little Josh Allen in him in that first half, in the beginning of his career.
It's like Brett Favre, same thing. It was the same thing. Brett Favre was the same way. Running all over the place, whipping the ball behind his back, through his legs, you know, jump hook shots.
Has he been charged yet?
No, I don't think so.
Is he going to get charged?
Feels like it.
I mean, I haven't heard a thing about it.
I was reading an article the other day. There's a lot of other things that are going on. They haven't charged him yet, but it seems like he's got his hands in like five or six different things.
Oh, God.
So,
I mean, if he ends up as an NFL Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion, behind bars like that, that's going to be a huge story.
O.J. Simpson went behind bars.
Yeah, well, that was obviously a huge story as well.
Yeah.
O.J., I mean, by the way, still going to games.
Yeah.
Showing up at football games.
I'm sure people taking selfies with him.
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt. So I don't even... Walking
around here taking a selfie with a murderer.
Like, exactly. Those are the people I have the problem with. Like, O.J., going to these games, people might criticize him, but he's thinking like, hey, I'm out, I'm going to do what I want to do. If people want to hang out with me, they want to hang out with me. If I'm allowed to do this, I'm going to go do it. It's the people that, like, glorify him and hang out with him and take the pictures with him and all that stuff. Those are the people I can't stand.
The cheese whiz.
Right, exactly.
Well, yeah. Look, I'm with O.J.
You know, the people playing O.J.'s fantasy football league, the people that golf with O.J., those are the real scum. I mean, he's ultimate scum for doing what he did. Yep. But, like, I don't blame him for having friends. He's probably like, hey, I killed a couple people and people want to hang out with me. Like, oh, that's great. But it's the people that do hang out with him that I have a real problem.
I mean, you know, have you ever hung out with a murderer?
Not that I know of.
Al?
Not that I know of.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Eddie, anybody?
No, nothing's coming to mind.
Yeah. God, his self-awareness has got to be like the worst of anybody in the world. OJ. He does these videos on Twitter. I'm just saying, this Josh Allen, he's really got something up there in Buffalo. I'm just saying. OJ, Jesus, man. Nobody wants your football takes.
Somebody wants them because he keeps doing them.
No.
Is he on Cameo?
No. That would be amazing, though. Like, OJ, can you?
Are you sure he's not on Cameo?
I'm checking right now.
All right.
If he's on Cameo, there's no way they'd allow him on Cameo. Hey, OJ, can you record a message for my girlfriend? Tell her to watch out. OJ got a cameo for this waiter.
No cameo for OJ.
Yeah, didn't think so. Thank God. Cameo gets so criticized for that.
Sure.
Of course they would.
Yeah, but how many people you think would buy videos from OJ?
Lots of them.
Yeah.
Because he's got all these Klingons around him now. Look at this. Cameo from OJ. I just got it. In my email. Look at this. Happy birthday. Just saying. You ever see those Twitter videos? They are the worst.
No, I you know,
I was thinking to myself, I said, OJ, what would you do if you were Jonathan Taylor? And I'm just saying that I'd probably go out there and I'd play on that bum ankle because it's an important football game for my team. And that's really what it's all about. It's about the team. And that's what gets lost today in football with everybody out there thinking about their individual stuff and their contracts and their brands and everything. When I played, it was about the team first. I'm just saying. You just want to reach through the thing and strangle them to death.
You know, I have not seen one of those.
You don't need to see them. I just recreated it for you.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just like, why are you watching it?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that.
Is that really just a step away from taking a selfie with OJ?
No. I stopped.
I feel like it is. I mean, if he's
knows getting
it.
Credit for the view that you watched his video.
Yeah, maybe. I don't have a great defense for this. But I'm like,
sort of enamored with the fact that he has no self-awareness. Like, that's what I'm in that. Like, how he just is OJ just sitting there talking about fantasy football like everything's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, you know, like if Jeffrey Dahmer were still alive, he's in the news now with the Netflix series, and he's sitting there talking about who he drafted in the first round of his fantasy league, you know?
Meanwhile, he's got body parts in the freezer.
Right.
No.
Justin Jefferson looks like he tastes good. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.